The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
5 years ago, Notre Dame Cathedral in the centre of Paris was badly damaged from a fire, and we all watched the news coverage live and were heartbroken when the spire with the cockerel on top, the famous spire, collapsed. Well, there's a strange echo of that today because fire has broken out at Copenhagen's historic stock exchange, and a double-twisted dragon spire has also collapsed in on the building, and locals were seen, or people working in the building were seen, carrying out paintings to save them from the ravages of fire. But in Paris, the French President Emmanuel Macron vowed that the cathedral would be rebuilt to its former glory. It was hoped they'd have it open in time for the Olympics, but it is now said that the 8th of December this year will mark when the cathedral will reopen. To update us on the progress, we're joined by John Litchfield, Paris-based journalist. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It was a horrible day when we all watched this fire engulfing the cathedral, and we thought it would be literally razed to the ground, but not quite.
Well, on the night itself, it came pretty close to that because although the building was not greatly damaged, there was a point, I think, where one of the great bells in the towers of the cathedral could have fallen, and that could have brought the towers down with them. And so it came pretty close to being even more destructive than it was. And in the end, really, it was mostly the roof and the famous spire, which is not medieval, but 19th century, but still was one of the sort of iconic aspects of the building, which were destroyed. And at the time, people said there's no way this could be restored quickly. Macron insisted it would only take 5 years, and lo and behold, it's going to be done in just over 5 years and within budget, which is extraordinary.
Now, there was an outpouring of support for the rebuilding of a cathedral in the immediate aftermath, and several very rich French people donated a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons they've been able to do it so quickly is that money has never been a problem. You know, they raised 846 million euros, which apparently is the biggest amount of money raised for a charitable operation of this kind ever in the world, it's thought. And of that, 200 million, well, 100 million came from Bernard Arnault, the owner of LVMH's family, 100 million from LVMH, the luxury company, another 100 million for their great rival, François Pinault, who owns Gucci and other things. So that's kind of 300 million straight down. And various other French billionaires felt they had to contribute as well. But there was a lot of money came from, you know, in 10 euros, 5 euros from people all across France and all across the world, and so they're able to raise this extraordinary amount of money, and they've got something like 150 million of that left, which will be spent on restoring the stone parts of the building which weren't damaged, and just creating a fund to preserve the building in the future.
Now, the immediate aftermath, first of all, they had to make the building safe and make sure that more damage didn't happen from the incursion of rain and so on. Several elements of the building survived, more or less intact. The great organ, for example, survived and is now being completely refurbished.
Yeah, I mean, most of the building, I mean, extraordinarily enough, there's only one painting lost in the fire. The organ was not damaged, but it was badly damaged by the lead falling from the roof when it burned, and that's had to be completely restored. All the stained glass windows, which many of them are sort of 13th, 14th century, were damaged by the smoke and the fire, and they've been taken away and cleaned, and apparently needed to be cleaned anyway. And, you know, anyone who's been in Notre Dame will know the beautiful building though it was a rather dark and cluttered building when you went inside, and it's hoped that having those windows cleaned and having other parts of the interior restored will make it a sort of lighter and sort of area sort of place when it's open. We won't know before December the 8th.
Now, the decision to rebuild was made immediately. The fundraising started immediately. But Emmanuel Macron wanted to maybe tinker a bit and was talking about a competition to replace the tower with something more a contemporary, I suppose, a 21st century tower for the refurbishment, but that was stopped.
Yeah, he raised that as a possibility, and he wasn't the only one. I mean, a lot of people pointed out that this cathedral, although it was begun in 1163 and finished sometime in the mid-14th century, had lots of different things done to it over the years, including the famous spire, which wasn't built until the 1860s. So, you know, there were people who thought this is an opportunity to add something 21st century to it. You know, maybe a glass spire, which would allow more light into the building, which, as I say, was very, very dark. You know, there was such a controversy about it, and in the end they decided, no, the only thing we can reasonably do is restore it as much as possible exactly to the way it was, to the point of not only cutting down 2,000 oak trees in different parts of France, but also recreating medieval axes to carve them with, so that it would, the beams would look exactly and work exactly as the ones that were originally put up there all those centuries ago. So, yeah, that idea of having a more modern version of the cathedral was junk. The only thing that's going to be new in the new cathedral is there's going to be new heating systems, new electricity, new security systems, new anti-fire systems. So it's going to be a kind of 21st century building in a way, but with essentially the structure and the roof absolutely as it was.
Was there ever any debate about those oaks, those ancient oaks which were destroyed in the fire? Because they could have probably put steel girders up. No one would know, maybe from the outside, that they were steel, but they would have been more fireproof, I suppose, than oak.
There was an argument made by an environmental group in France that it would be wrong to rebuild it with oak, because you'd have to cut down all those trees. And also you'd have to line it with lead, which is what caused a lot of problems, and lead scattered all over Paris during the fire. Why repeat that risk by having lead there again and wood there again? But, and yeah, you could have had concrete beams or metal beams, and you wouldn't have seen them because, as you say, it'd be covered by the roof internally and externally. But no, the decision was made that if you're going to restore this building, you must restore it absolutely as it was, if you possibly can, which is what they have done, despite the short amount of time. And one of the strokes of luck they had was that at the time people said, well, you can't have oak beams because, you know, in Middle Ages they used beams that had been oak that had been aged for up to 70 years, and you can't possibly therefore restore it within 70 years. But then it turned out, no, the medieval constructors of cathedrals didn't use old oak. They used oaks that had been just cut down because that was more flexible, easier to work on. And so it was possible just to cut down 2,000 oaks in different parts of France, 1,200 just for the roof and 800 for the spire, and have the building finished in what is an extraordinarily short period of time. Mm.
And they've got a misting system to make sure if any sparks should fly at the oak beams that they would be immediately extinguished. So the cathedral will have all mod cons in terms of its heating, ventilation, wiring and so on. So it should be safe in that regard. What about the surroundings? I mean, if you think of what they did with the Louvre, with the construction of those glass pyramids, they didn't regard the square in front of the Louvre as sacrosanct. Are they going to do anything different around Notre Dame?
The town hall, which is, you know, responsible for that, rather than this cathedral, belongs to the French state, as all churches and cathedrals do in France since the beginning of the last century. But the areas surrounding it belong to the city of Paris, and there's been talk of maybe, you know, reconfiguring that in various ways. No decision's been made on that yet because they wanted to kind of finish the cathedral first. And it's a relatively small area, you know, in front of the cathedral and then the gardens behind, because the cathedral is on a small island in the river. The origins of the city was that island, and that's why the cathedral is such an iconic building for the city. So it's not yet known. There's a lot of controversy about what they might do, whether they might sort of... I think the idea of doing something Louvre-like there has been pushed into the background for the time being, but there's not a decision being made on that yet.
And it will open on December the 8th?
It'll open in time for Christmas this year, yes, absolutely.
John Litchfield, thank you very much for reminding us of that disaster 5 years ago and how it rose from the ashes not quite raising the place to the ground, but certainly doing considerable damage. John, thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Joining us.